Ursula, you want to give your report, and then... Sure, sit wherever you like.
Are you cold?
The other thing I just want to point out while this is going on is a lot of discussions like the one we just had, they tend toward the philosophical, and I think that some of that stuff maybe needs to get discussed also with the program directors in the kind of discussion we had earlier today, because on the ground they're the ones who really have this greatest direct impact. So we talk about it in the executive director discussion, but for what it's worth.
Okay, so we're ready? Mm-hmm. Okay. a question that is often raised about the affiliates program is, people ask me, why do I think the affiliates program is continuing to succeed? And so in the packet that I've handed out here, I've given you some information that I hope, if you have the interest, you'll look into at your own time. But essentially, by the way, my name is Ursula Rudenberg. I'm the affiliates coordinator. I guess we're supposed to identify ourselves.
And Ursula?
What?
How much time are you going to take in presentation, and how much time are we going to have for discussion with you? Is it?
I don't know. You tell me. Oh, I mean...
The whole thing is 30 minutes.
The presentation, I think, will take about 10 minutes.
Great. Perfect.
Yeah. I'm working on cutting things short, so... So what I'd like to say is a major reason that I see why we've succeeded in this area is because the affiliates program was created along classic marketing techniques. And good activism is also good marketing. And in this booklet that I've given you, basically I've outlined how we followed basically the three stages of marketing. First of which is identifying who your audience is and what their needs are. The second is adjusting what you're doing to respond to the needs of your audience. And the third is to find a way to reach out to your audience to make sure they know about you. And I've listed in the booklet ways to do it. I don't want to take the time to go through it right now, but I hope that you'll take some time to look it over. And essentially what I'm just trying to say is that this program is succeeding because we really started out with a marketing concept, and this program is succeeding because people are perceiving it as something that's meeting their needs. In the other part of the booklet, I've included a description of Sprouts, you'll see at the back. I've done this because I kind of wanted to introduce you to this show. I know it's one of these shows that kind of flies below the radar, but the reason I wanted to show it to you now is because having done a recent survey, we discovered, somewhat to my surprise as well, that currently it is the best-selling show after Free Speech Radio News, which currently makes it really our hottest product from Pacifica. Now, I hope that this that the new national show will quickly surpass Sprouts, but I do feel that... Sprouts represents a success for the concept of partnership throughout the network. And so I've listed for you in the text here the different stations that have participated and the topics that they've covered, just to give you a sense of what happens on the show. And also, I've also put the number of downloads, because you'll see they're quite spectacular. So we're reaching a lot of people around the country. Around the world, thank you. when we have affiliate task force meetings, we begin each meeting with a brief visit from somebody from the affiliate world and give them a chance to interact with the board members. And I think the board members that are on the task force will attest that this is always just a really incredible experience for everybody. So I wanted to share a little bit of the feeling of that with you here at the meeting. So I put together a little sound sound collage. Thank you. And in the booklet here, I also wrote what they are in case when you're listening, you kind of want to keep track of what they are. The first person that you'll hear on the sound collage, or the first thing you'll hear, is a PSA that we made for a new affiliate, which just went on the air, actually, a low-powered radio station in South Carolina. It's called the Malcolm X Voice of the People station. It's one of the few African-American stations that are low-powered stations. And they affiliated with us before they went on the air. They went on the air about a month ago. And so they asked us to create a PSA, which they could make part of their first hour on the air. And so we did this thing to celebrate them. And the next morning on Wake Up Call in New York City, our morning show, they played a part of it. And the people that created the station expressed their feelings about being Pacifica affiliates. So that's the first clip. The second clip is the voice of our new affiliate from Liberia. We got a Liberian affiliate this summer. The third voice you'll hear is our new El Salvadorian affiliate. The fourth thing you'll fourth voice you will hear is Cliff Albright, who is from Selma, Alabama, our new affiliate in Selma. And the fourth voice you'll hear is an anonymous voice of one of the people that is applying for a radio license in the South that we're working with. He happens to actually be a very distinguished member of the civil rights movement. And I can't express to you enough how incredible this project is that we're doing, Radio for People, where we're working not only in the Midwest, but we're working in the Deep South, creating community radio with really the same people, the exact same people who organized the civil rights movement in the 1960s. It's an unbelievable process, and Evelyn, there are, you know, Pacifica is already doing things that right now can be said is making a difference. We are in the South right now. We are creating community radio. And I invite all of you board members, if you would like to meet these people, if you would like to hear what this sounds like, this rebirth of radio in the South, please let me know. You are always welcome to join one of our calls and meet these people. They're just incredible. They're afraid for their safety. They're thrilled that they're able to connect to something like Pacifica Radio to give them the help and the safety that it comes with being part of something larger and not being isolated.
Ursula, in terms of that invitation you just extended, can you remind me, the affiliates task force has an open membership? It's open to...
Yeah, but these conference calls are actually conference calls that are being held with applicants. Pacifica holds weekly conference calls with applicants for community radio.
No, but I mean, when you invited people to be part of it, were you inviting them onto the affiliates task force or this other process?
The other calls.
Ah, thank you.
Yeah, I mean, you're welcome to join the task force too, but these calls are not task force calls. They're with applicants.
Thank you.
So could the engineer play the sound, please? You have the CD.
I have one.
Radio is a sound salvation. Radio is cleaning up the nation. Say you better listen to the voice of reason.
There's only one way to be a first-class citizen. There's only one way to be independent. There's only one way to be free. It's not something that someone gives to you. It's something that you take.
WMXP 95.5, the voice of the people, they're on the air.
No way!
Yeah! Woo! 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 Right.
Welcome to the Pacifica Radio Network. from Anchorage to Dallas, L.A. to New York City, from Selma, Alabama to Nigeria. We're a network of more than 125 community radio stations, and we're thrilled to have you with us.
Great things are in store for the WMXP family.
You are making history today.
That was the greeting. The Pacifica greeting sent over the airwaves when Greenville, South Carolina's first low-power FM station, WMXP, went on the air Sunday evening. Of course, it's always exciting to see a new community radio station come to life, but what makes this station so special is its rarity in the world of media. Less than 1% of the 700 low-power FM stations in the country are owned by African Americans. And we're joined this morning by Afia Nwangaza, who is with the Malcolm X Grassroots Movement, and she's also one of the founders of WMXP. Congratulations. Sounds like it was a great weekend.
Thank you. It was so moving. It's even at listening to the replay of the celebration from the Pacifica family, it's just it's like all new again. It's just overwhelming. We are filling a vacuum that we haven't even begun, I think, to thoroughly appreciate the depth of.
I'm in Lowell, Massachusetts with a new affiliate, Wilmot Karyu, who's from Liberia and has just affiliated with Pacifica. And Wilmot, why don't you introduce yourself and explain what station you're from, where it is, and give us a little bit of a picture of what the station's like.
My name is Wilmot Karyu. I'm from West Africa, to be specific, Liberia in West Africa. My country was affected by the 14-year civil crisis. After the war, I only listened to some messages from the radio to reintegrate them with the family. We work with international partners. Some of them are counselors. They go on the radio, give talk to the youth of Liberia, how to change their mind, how to reintegrate with other people, not to commit anything as they did in the past, how to change their behavior towards people, and how to live together with people. Some of them being afraid because they killed a lot of human beings. Some of them being afraid to even come and sit with you. But people being counseling and talk to them. Forget about the past. Let us come together and unite in rebuilding our country, Liberia.
Free like the river, flowing freely through infinity.
I'm in Lowell, Massachusetts at the Grassroots Radio Conference, and I'm sitting down with Rosa Dubon from Radio Supul in El Salvador, our newest affiliate, and she came to us through WERU in Maine, and we're extremely pleased to have them as our newest affiliate, our first affiliate in Central America, and I'm inviting her to introduce herself to the network.
Hola, ¿qué tal? Saludos para todos y todas los de Pacifica.
She says hi, hello to everybody, and her best regards to everybody from Pacifica Radio.
Nosotros.
Radio Supul has been on the air for 14 years,
radio
and they're syndicated Guajira Santalana, El Salvador. They work with 14 teenagers. The majority of them are all students, and they enjoy doing public radio because they get to. The community gets to hear the voices of the other people in the community. In defense of their rights, through the radio airwaves, they get to educate, inform, and entertain their people.
Wave in the water. Children, wait. God's gonna trouble the water.
Our guest speaker is Cliff Albright from a new affiliate, WBFZ, a station which is very connected to the tradition in Selma of civil rights. And Cliff has a radio show together with the Honorable Mr. Chestnut. This show is well known in their area for a place where people come to meet and speak about race and politics.
We have a show which is called The Public Conversation. It's basically a call-in format. What it's become is a space for people to be able to talk about issues that have been taboo in Selma and the Black Belt for a very long time, to have an open discussion primarily about race relations, about how we talk about race. Sometimes we find common out and sometimes we don't, but at the end of the day, you know, I think everybody is better off because of the discussion. Everybody wants the discussion, like it, hate it, agree or disagree. It is a desperately, desperately needed discussion in this area in particular, but throughout this country as a whole. Really wanted to try to get some outside voices. You know, what we desperately need is for a network like Pacifica where we can let folk hear people in California or New York or Texas talking about the same issues from the same perspective. It just really, in addition to adding information, it just reinforces the things that we're already talking about.
This week I invited a gentleman who is part of the group of people who are heading into the brave new world of applying for the first set of non-commercial radio licenses that have been applied for in many, many years. One of the people that I met when I went to Atlanta 2 weekends ago to speak with the project we call Radio South, where we're working together with people throughout the rural South to develop new radio stations.
My name is Charles. I've been in this area since 61. We've gotten some 15 organizations in this rural area. We have been successful politically, but we're still economically in the graveyard. All the suffering that we have gone through to try to stand on our feet, one thing's been missing. That is a voice that can be heard by all our people. A voice that can tell when to go to a certain program, because we don't have the voice. We've never been able to give information to our people. You know, I've just been in this for 2 months, but I do know that I've got the literature, and I believe me, I've read the literature, Pacifica Radio Archive. I know about that. I know Democracy Now. I know the Free Speech Radio News. I know all that. We'll be getting some of that, you know, once we get up. We need help getting up on our feet.
Best to you. We're really behind you 100%.
It's been great talking with you all. We're not all alone.
Thanks for joining us.
Good night. God bless you.
It's nice to know that you're not out there all alone. That's great.
About 5 minutes left, 5 to 10 minutes.
Five.
Bertolt?
Questions. Microphone.
What kind of help? Well, we keep asking you that question, but maybe we petition is a good thing. What kind of help, more help, you would like from this board in the collaboration?
Did you say what kind of help?
Help.
She's got plenty of the other.
She has that already from us.
Well, I'm going to say the same thing I say at every board meeting. I think this network needs to make a commitment to this program in terms of allocating resources and investing in the program. I think that this program is demonstrating success, and I think it would be a benefit to all of us to invest in that success.
pray.
I just want to make an announcement. I was going to tell Ursula in private. You didn't mention the Radio for People. I have so many people might know about it, which is an exciting program where you and the affiliate people work in together with other organizations to take advantage of frequencies that may be available to people, particularly in the South, for example, where they have no radio station.
Yeah, the last gentleman on the sound clip was one of the people from Radio South. He's building a station in the South. We're working, right now we have about 15 applicants that we're working with in the Deep South, mostly in the rural areas.
Well, actually, I have some good news. Last week I met with Bill Lucy, who is the Secretary Treasurer of AFSCME, American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees, and without committing himself to anything, he has agreed that we send him some material that he can review, that I can meet with you on that, and then we can arrange for a meeting after.
Great.
The former member of this board?
Former member of the board himself.
The Radio South is a huge project which has huge repercussions, and I guess partly in answer to your question too, Berthold, is that there's only so far that I can go with any of these projects without the really concrete buy-in of the network. And so I think that would make a big difference.
Rip?
I want to thank Ursula for her work here, and I think it really exemplifies what we heard, what the founder and founders would have considered to be important work, using radio to help the constituents of our country, not just each isolated small community. And so I urge the board to, in everything that we're working on, to consider that the broadest reach that we can make with these voices really does have an impact, an important impact that's very self-satisfying. When you hear folks who are turning to Pacifica for help to bring their communities a voice, to help them in very basic ways, as Evelyn was speaking about. To me, it's really moving that we can be part of that. And so I urge all the board members in all the deliberations we do, whether it's for support of the affiliates program or support of technology innovations or programming, the programming that these people were speaking about, it transcends just one small local community. And as the person said in there, that the issues that are spoken about in Pacifica programs are relevant to their communities as well. And that's what the affiliate program is all about.